Columbus is building a reputation for hosting big sports games. The NCAA will bring 12 of its championship events to Columbus during the next several years. The women's Final Four will compete here in 2018 at Nationwide Arena, followed by the college men's basketball tournament in 2019 that will play its first and second rounds at Nationwide. Here to talk with me about Columbus and sports is Linda Logan, Executive Director of Greater Columbus Sports Commission. The commission over its 15 years reports hosting more than 380 sporting events that have generated over $400 million in visitor spending. Thanks for joining me.
So happy to be here.
The NCAA approved several different sports playoffs for Columbus to host. Tell us about that.
Yes, several years ago, the NCAA decided to bundle all of their bids at the same time, which made it really great for host cities to have sort of the same deadlines. In the past, it would be the wrestling committee would send it out at certain times, or basketball, and you quite never could be very strategic about those bids. But happy to say that the first time around, 3.5 years ago, we bid on 30 events, were awarded 9. This time, we bid on 47 events and landed 12, so the whole community should be celebrating. Another big part of our strategy was to work with all three of our divisions. Division One, of course, Ohio State. We also worked with Ohio University on a bid. We've bid with Ohio Dominican for Division Two, and then our Division Three school was Capital University, who got in the mix.
And so the six sports, though, that have been approved, what are they?
It's basketball, lacrosse, volleyball, bowling, and rifle. So those were the six multiple events in those sports, both men's and women's volleyball. We are very happy about the opportunities.
Why is Columbus becoming more attractive?
Think about this great community that we live in, and we get to experience all our assets every single day. And getting visitors here in the past was a little bit difficult. We had that lack of image, but the community continues to grow, and word of mouth certainly is probably our best friend. And once we host these events here, we find that people want to come back. So several of those events that we landed are repeat customers for us and repeat events. And I think they come here, they have great success both on the playing field, if you will, and also at the turnstile. So we deliver. The Columbus community comes out and supports them. We're affordable. We have a lot of things to do. And I think it's our people, really, that help us get to that next level.
Do you think also the building of more hotels, there's more restaurants, the Short North is booming. Does that all help?
Our infrastructure certainly is a big part of that. When you think about the fact that we were able to host the NHL All-Star Game just 2 years ago, the fact that the Women's Final Four is coming here next year, both of those events would not have been coming here had we not added more hotels, more daily flights. The fact that our downtown is so vibrant and there is so much to do certainly does help us. And so all of those things go hand in hand.
What do you think it would take to get the men's basketball Final Four here?
The men's NCAA Final Four has only been going to domes in the last 2 decades. So, you know, that would really prevent us from doing something like that.
So it looks like we're not going to be having the men's Final Four coming here then.
No, but we do have the early rounds, which as a personal favorite of mine, I love that. You have 8 teams coming to your city. In many cases, some of their fans have never been here before. You know, that's when all the upsets happen. And so we will certainly have that in March of 2019 right here at Nationwide Arena.
How many people do you think that will attract?
Probably somewhere between 18,000 to 19,000 of people that will be inside the arena. We also see that some people just come to party around the surrounding areas if they can't get tickets to be inside.
And what about hockey's Winter Classic, where NHL teams play an outdoor game? Do you think the Blue Jackets' success this year will improve the chances to land the Classic here?
We are always hinting or talking to the NHL about hosting one of those outdoor games here in Columbus. I know the Winter Classic is on January 1st, so I personally think that would be a little risky, hoping that our Buckeyes are also in the bowl games during that period of time. But the new thing for the NHL was to add more than one of those outdoor games. So there's 3 or 4 that stretch between January 1 and 2 February. So I think that certainly we want to keep flirting with the NHL to get one of those big events here.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Linda Logan, head of Greater Columbus Sports Commission. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.